intellects, vast, cool, and unsympathetic, regarded this earth with envious eyes, and slowly and surely drew their plans against us.
Hello, everybody. It's the first PC Invasion podcast of 2017. And for this podcast, this first of the year, we are going to make some extraordinarily accurate predictions for the PC gaming landscape over the next 12 months. I am Peter Parrish. Hello. With me are my panel of soothsaying experts. I use that term loosely. Paul Junger, hello.
Hello, expert reporting in.
Tim McDonald, hello.
Over the next 12 months, I will be Tim McDonald, soothsayer reporting in.
What methods, I have to ask, are you using, Tim, for your predictions? Do you have any special, are you casting any runes? Do you have a crystal ball? What have you gone for?
I don't have a crystal ball. I did cast some runes. There was various animals were dissected and their entrails examined. Some tea leaves were checked out.
Oh, you're covering a lot of bases. Good.
Oh, you did. Well, I did the tea leaves.
It's a very scientific process.
Paul, you did tea leaves. Yeah.
Yeah, and I rolled. Okay. So I rolled some 20-sided dice.
Right.
And
that sounds like a random element has come into play for your predictions somewhat.
Well, that covers areas like complete PR fuck-ups and things like that, where anything could happen.
Sure. Right. You get wild card predictions. Okay. I have closely studied history and tried to apply the lessons of the past to the future. I don't know if that will work better or worse than consulting animal entrails.
Does this mean that you are predicting that at some point this year we will see, for instance, FIFA 18? Because this is what one of the things that I learned from my rune casting.
Yes, I've got a strong sense that there might be another Football Manager released this year. I'm hoping our predictions will rise above that caliber. But we'll see, won't we?
You have high hopes for us, Peter.
Something that I didn't figure out was we haven't really sorted out if there's going to be any kind of prize and or forfeit for the person who wins or loses this contest. I didn't really get that far, but maybe we can discuss that later on. I'm not sure. So. I have got, how many categories? Six categories covering various aspects of PC gaming that will be coming up. And we're going to start with, what did I call this officially? Hold on.
I know what you called it officially, yeah.
I called it Most Disastrous PC Technical Shit Show 2017. held by, well, based on our readers' vote, last year that was held by No Man's Sky, Mafia 3 and Dishonored 2 put in good showings in that category in 2016.
I don't feel that No Man's Sky was a technical shit show. I just think that it was a bad game.
It wasn't great on PC, but I agree. I think that got a lot of traction from people who were just like, fuck No Man's Sky in general, which is maybe a bit harsh in terms of that category.
I'm just thinking, you know, No Man's Sky did actually work for me, whereas Mafia 3 was capped at 30 frames a second and Dishonored 2 is Dishonored 2.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but yeah, I can understand that.
Right. I'm going to go around the room. Tim, Technical Shit Show 2017.
This is a tricky one.
I know it is. I know. Well, they're all quite tricky.
But... See, well, I mean, one of my initial thoughts was Ubisoft, both... Because like that is the random element, because they both do really good PC ports and they do Assassin's Creed Unity.
Mm.
So
you're leaning maybe towards the Ghost Recon title, something like that? Yeah.
Possibly. I'm not quite sure how much work they're really going to put in on that. The other flip side is that it's going to be a smaller studio trying to do a multi-platform game, and it's just not going to fucking work on PC. And for that, I would be looking at something like Sniper Ghost Warrior.
Ooh. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I suspect that's probably just going to wind up being a bad game rather than a technical atrocity. Mm. But,
I certainly didn't enjoy Sniper Ghost Warrior 2 very much.
I'm really curious about that series, actually, just because it's the one series that everyone always gets excited about, and then it turns out to be awful. Like, Sniper Ghost Warrior, everyone's like, this game's going to be amazing. Oh, it's shit. And then Sniper Ghost Warrior 2, oh, it's going to be amazing. Oh, it's shit. So, and it's happening again now. So, everyone's going on about how great Sniper Ghost Warrior 3 looks.
Well, it's going to be sort of open world this time, you know. So that'll solve... Well, not open world is perhaps a bit... Sort of open areas, I guess, in a sort of Deus Ex fashion.
Can I suggest Dishonored 2 for this category on the basis that they will pass it a few more times
actually,
and it still won't work?
Do you know what? I'm, if you want to go with that, I'm going to allow that. Yes.
Like it's one of those situations where I really hope I'm wrong.
You're basically saying Dishonored 2 is going to remain the worst PC version of 2017 as well.
Is it a Batman situation where they just get to the stage and they think, "All right, fuck it, we're just not even going to bother.
We're not even selling it anymore. We're pulling it."
Actually, there's a fair point. Do we have is Injustice 2 coming out on PC? Because I think they flip flopped around about that a bit.
I don't think we know
they,
yet.
Yeah, they said no
they said
to
no,
begin with,
but... and then they hinted at it, and then they said no again, and now nobody's really sure what the fuck's going on.
I mean, Tim, you've given some good. These are all good options, but I'm going to have to press you to settle for for one. What's it going to be? I'm quite pleased, actually. You haven't chosen anything that I chose yet, which is good.
Oh, that's worrying, because that means that there is a very large spread of games that could be terrible across 2017.
I've played quite
speaking.
Conservatively for that for this category, I must admit. But
yeah, you know what? I'm gonna say that Dishonored 2 will not be fixed up into a reliable state by the end of 2017.
Okay, all right. I'm gonna put you down for Dishonored 2.
I'm saying this partly because I hope to be wrong about it, so it kind of works out either way. Either Dishonored 2 is amazingly playable, or I'm right.
I mean, I would say that about all of our negative categories, you know, like we're going to go on to more negative stuff later, and yeah, we don't want things to be shit, but inevitably some of them will be, so...
Yeah.
Okay. Paul,
what
have you got?
I'm going to go for Prey here. I'm going to go for Prey because they've specifically said at the end of last year, I think, that it will not be a shit show on the PC. The fact that they have said that it is not going to be, I'm predicting that it will be, because there's obviously some doubt that maybe it's not going to be.
And then, you think they're laying the groundwork early, just trying to gaslight us by saying no, it's great. It's great,
yeah.
You guys. You don't
we've seen it before. Oh, don't worry, it's all optimized for PC and it's all gonna be brilliant on PC. So I will also just say every Star Citizen update that gets released this year is my other one, which will be some technical nightmare.
You know, that seems a little bit unfair, if only because that thing is still, like, in pre-alpha stage.
I think I'm going to take Prey as your first answer, if that's
yeah, right. the Star Citizen thing's just a bit of a joke there.
Yeah. You're right, Star Citizen is a bit
of a
joke.
Don't get me wrong, I think that is going to be a technical atrocity over the rest of the year, but on the other hand, it's still going to be an alpha throughout the entire rest of the year, so...
No, decade, Tim, decade, not year.
An interesting...
I know, but we're only talking this year at the moment, so...
Going back to Prey for a second, the interesting thing about Prey, in relation to this category, so they're using CryEngine, I think, for Prey, rather than the id Tech hybrid that they use for Dishonored 2, but you still think, Paul, that they're gonna botch this one?
Yeah, yeah. But only because they've said it isn't going to be botched. I mean, that's purely you know, as good a reason as checking my teacup for leaves.
Didn't they say Dishonored 2 is running really well now on PC?
Oh, probably. Well, there you go. There's another reason.
I don't think that guy's played his own game. Or he's playing it on like a, you know, i7 1080 setup where it can just brute force its way through everything.
I wanted to ask Peter, right? There is one thing about this category that does make me wonder a little bit, which is that we will inevitably get a shitload of ports. Like, we've got things like Disgaea 2 is coming out, which is not going to be an impressive port in any way, shape, or form. It's almost certainly going to be locked at 30 frames a second and so on. But it feels a bit churlish to pick something like that.
Well, I'm kind of going in that direction a bit with my pick.
I have a suspicion then. Do tell. Go on. What's your pick?
I'm going with Berserk and the Band of the Hawk by Tecmo Koei.
That was kind of what I thought you were going to say.
But, right, to address your point, because yes, I think the bar is a little bit lower for games like that, and that's fine. Koei Tecmo ports are a bit of a bit random, a bit of a wild card. They've sort of got progressively better for a while, and then they had some slightly rubbish ones as well. I think this one's going to be particularly bad. I'm putting my money on this one, not just being generally.
Is there any reason?
I think they're due a bad one. They've kind of been sort of progressing on an upward incline, vaguely, and I think I think it's all going to go wrong. I think it's going to be like capped at 30. I think it's going to have like barely any options. I think it'll struggle to work in some areas. It's not going to have any control prompts. I think they're going to go backwards on like all the stuff that they slightly improved on over the past few years.
I will say I'm a little bit surprised that you didn't opt for Pro Evolution Soccer. I assumed when you said you were going in this direction, I assumed Berserk would be your pick. But thinking about it, then I also thought, when has Pro Evo ever had a really good PC version?
Yeah, I mean those technically work. Like the multiplayer works and stuff. They just never bother with the graphics. Like it's basically the same. They just never bother with anything graphical. So that's really disappointing that they keep doing that. But
I want to ask, are there any other possibilities out there, anything you thought about? Like, I mean, I did briefly consider Mass Effect Andromeda, considering the last thing I saw from BioWare.
Yeah, funnily enough, me too. I also did have a bit of a think about Andromeda. I also thought about Prey, but for me, the CryEngine factor means I think they might get away with this one being okay. Although you're right, the fact that they are already saying how great it's going to be makes me suspicious now.
Are we calling this in Hitman 6 Hitman form and Doom 4 Doom? Is this Prey 2 Prey?
I guess it is.
Okay.
I find it really weird, by the way, that there's quite a sort of vocal contingent of people who liked the first Prey, who like on every video and stuff about this go like, this isn't Prey, like, yeah, no, it's not, all right, but how long has it been since Prey came out? And it wasn't that amazing, guys.
I want to throw out another couple of possibilities. I know I've made my pick.
Yeah, sure, but, okay.
There are a number of possibilities, namely things that are going to be Windows 10 exclusive.
All of them, Tim. Things
like Crackdown 3.
Right, and Scalebound, maybe, something like that.
Yeah. Mm. I'm also a little bit worried about Dead Island 2, if only because that's been in development hell forever.
Wait, does that even still exist?
I don't know.
It's on our list as might exist. So
they switched developers, right? They took off Jaeger. Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah. I have a suspicion. No, you're right. I think they I think they announced like a new development team for it at some point.
Yeah,
they said
Sumo Digital are working on it now.
Right.
But the last we heard about it was a while ago. So,
I mean, that could be in for just general bad PC game.
Yeah, it could be. It could be.
But let's get more positive for a second here. Let's go on to the greatest PC technical triumph, 2017. Shall I start with this one? Let's go in reverse order from last time. I think that Resident Evil 7 will be a very good PC port, and I say this because Capcom have a very good record, particularly using the MT framework, I think, that they use. Now, I don't know for sure if Resident Evil 7 is using that. I hope it is, because generally those ports work out okay. And I guess slightly cheating, they already released their like PC graphics options in menu image form. And they look good.
They did also release the demo. So if you've given that a look, you've probably got some idea.
I haven't, but... Well, also, the thing is with the demo, though, that's... Isn't that going to be slightly different from the...
Yeah. Doubtless will be, but, I mean, it would give you an idea, at least, of how things were at that particular snapshot in development.
But, you know, Dragon's Dogma was quality and solid. Devil May Cry, back when they ported that over, that was good.
They don't tend to do really awful ports. Well, at least they haven't for a while. I can't think of one. For some reason, I've got it stuck in my head that they occasionally do stuff that's a little bit iffy. That's usually the worst.
The Dead Rising remaster, you had a few issues with, right? Yeah. Like save game issues and stuff. But
Yeah.
I reckon Resi 7 for me. Book it. Lock it in.
Fair enough.
Paul?
Yeah, I'm not sure about this one. I have to rescan the list. I'm totally ill-prepared.
All right, well, do you want me to go to Tim first?
Yeah.
You just cheat and get yourself as much extra time as you need, that's fine.
Funnily enough, I considered Prey for this, right? Because I think maybe in a dramatic turnaround, Arcane will go, oh, you know what, we really bolted it up last time, we're going to try really hard and do a good job this time. And it's a different engine, so it won't be as difficult. But I'm going with Resi.
I will actually give you mine now. I'll go for Quake Champions, actually.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. I think they'll do a good job with that.
Got a lot of Bethesda on our list so far.
Yeah, which is surprising because it's Bethesda. But yeah,
is Quake Champions id Tech 6? I presume it would be.
Whatever the latest, whatever they're up to now, I would assume.
I mean, well, because I mean, Doom used that, and that was a very good port, so that could be a good shout. Mm. Could be solid. All right.
Yeah.
Possibly Sniper Elite 4, maybe as well.
That's one of the ones that I was thinking of as well, actually. Mm. I remember that Sniper Elite 3 ran really, really well on PC and looked fucking lovely with it. That's one of my top considerations at the moment. Still kind of thinking through some of them. I could see Ghost Recon Wildlands being a really good port.
Mm. Well, that goes back to the Ubisoft factor, doesn't it? Where you never know.
Like if they've spent time on it, then it could be amazing. On the other hand, it could be a really shit console port, and it's very hard to say. Mass Effect is another one that could wind up being... I don't think that's going to be amazing. I think that'll be functional, but not amazing.
That's kind of where I landed on Mass Effect, yeah, when I was considering it. I think it'll have some PC quibbles, but I think basically it will turn out okay.
What other possibilities are there? I feel like Lawbreakers might be a bit good as well.
Mm.
I think that could be a fairly strong port. And there was something else I was thinking of as well, but I can't remember what the living fuck it was. If pressed, I would probably I'd go the interesting route and go with Ghost Recon Wildlands. Just as a bit of a wild card.
It's a gamble, yes. But it's yeah.
If we do wind up with a Battlefield game this year, that might be really good as well, because Battlefield 1 impressed me quite a lot with its technical wizardry in terms of looking lovely and running really smoothly.
I think they might be doing a like Battlefront 2 or something, but I mean, I guess that would be the same.
Probably. Same, but then again, if they do any sort of alternating dev teams like with the Call of Duty games, that might not be so good. No, I'll go with Ghost Recon. I'll take a all risk right on that one. I feel like that's either going to be very good or very bad. So
you should almost get double points for that, I think. either way.
Maybe I should have put that as my most disastrous choice as well as my best technical triumph choice.
Just hedging, yeah.
Just cover my bases, because I'm fairly certain I'll be right with one of them.
Paul, you took your headphones off.
I've just realised my roof's leaking. So if anyone hears really weird drips, it's the bunker.
Oh, shit.
I just heard one. I didn't hear one at all until you said, if anyone hears any really weird drips, and then there was a loud drip.
Oh, shit, we need to shore up our defences, clearly.
Yeah, the radiation's going to get in.
Radiation, man.
It's not good news at all. Oh, well.
If water's getting in,
is it far enough away from your PC that we're going to be safe to continue with this?
I hope so, or I might just frazzle.
Do you need to put a bucket out or anything?
No, that's what you're hearing. There's a bucket out.
Oh, okay. Right. I see. Okay. Oh, yeah, I heard another. This is just really good ambient bunker noise. Well done.
No, Peter, when you come to edit this, I want you to remove every drip.
No. It's good ambience. It's good background noise. All right. So, that's our predictions for good technical PC port or PC version, just, you know, in general. Okay. Coming on now to most innovative, in scare quotes, so innovative / ridiculous pre-order scheme of 2017.
Oh god, that could be anything. I mean, really.
That's why it's a fun category.
I believe Paul is up to start.
No, he's certainly not.
All right, I can start with this one.
Okay.
It's either going to be a Bethesda game or a Ubisoft game, isn't it? Because, of course, it fucking is.
Probably.
Yeah, that was what I was thinking as well. But
specifics, Tim. What is the...
What games do Bethesda have coming out?
They've got Prey. They've got Quake Champions. They've got...
I could see quite... No, maybe not.
No, Prey is more likely, I'm thinking, for that.
Yeah, I think Prey is more likely out of those as well. Like, Quake Champions, I don't know enough about. I could see there being the usual, you know, you'll get early multiplayer access, and you'll get exclusive skins, and you'll get a DLC pack, and you'll get to play the beta, and you get the game a day early because it's Bethesda, and fuck them. But yeah, Prey feels a bit more likely, if only because I actually know things about Prey.
But
I would probably go with Prey 2 Prey if pressed for an answer.
I think my wording may be to blame here. I was kind of hoping that we would get like what the ridiculous innovative pre-order thing is.
Oh, okay.
But so I apologize if that isn't how it was interpreted, but.
Well, maybe if you pre-order Marvel vs. Capcom, you have Robert Downey Jr. come over to your house in full Iron Man costume. if you like pre-order the special, like
what, everyone who pre-orders that?
No. Do you remember that Saints Row 4 had like the one special edition that cost like $50,000 or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. This is that's the sort of thing I was.
Yeah. I feel like that's probably quite unlikely for Marvel versus Capcom. This feels more like the sort of thing. This feels almost like a most ridiculous Kickstarter reward.
Well, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. This is a.
Did somebody not sell a car or something one year?
Saints Row.
Yeah, that's what Tim just said, Paul.
No, there was another thing as well. There was a racing car. I don't know if it was a Cody's game or something.
Like Codemaster, yeah.
I don't know. I know that Saints Row had... I'm pretty certain their Super Special Edition had a car in it. You know what? I'm going to Google this.
Yeah, yeah. All right, well, mine... see, I'd kind of done this in reverse. I hadn't really chosen a game for it. I'd just done... but I can make this work. I think that they will start offering exclusive Twitch emotes for you to use only with that game. And I think it'll have to be some sort of like horror jump scare type one. So I will go with Outlast 2. They're gonna say, right, if you pre-order, you get a special tie-in Twitch emote with our co-sponsor Twitch stream dickheads who we've got on board to advertise this.
This actually sounds plausible.
It does, like, doesn't it?
Spookily plausible. for what it's worth, the Saints Row 4 Super Dangerous Wad Wad Edition cost $1 million. It contained a Virgin Galactic spaceflight, a full-size replica dubstep gun, hostage rescue experience, plastic surgery, a spy training day, personal shopper, capsule wardrobe, 7 nights at the top royal suite at the Burj Al Arab Dubai, a week for two at the Jefferson Hotel in Washington DC, first class flights to DC and Dubai, a Lamborghini Gallardo, a new Toyota Prius with 1 year's insurance and a year's supercar membership.
Oh, fair enough.
So that actually contained 2 cars.
I mean, that's pretty. I haven't priced that out, but that might actually not be a bad deal. I don't really know.
Someone else did price it out, and it actually only comes out to around about $630,000. Oh, so you're paying almost twice the price.
Getting scammed by Deep Silver.
Yeah.
Are you going with just Prey 2 Prey in general, Tim? For
I've actually been thrown by your logic, but I don't want to make the exact same thing.
I'm sorry
you
about
did.
That. That's my fault.
I think I'm going to have to go with Prey 2 Prey, if only because actually, no, fuck it, Paul can go.
What?
Have you come up with anything yet, Paul?
Yeah, no, I'm like Tim. I'm pretty much say Ubisoft or Bethesda, something from them.
Do you have a specific Ubisoft game in mind, or is it? I mean, because in a way, this might be like something that hasn't been announced yet, I suppose, because the pre-order hasn't been announced yet. So you feel free to go for unannounced Ubisoft game, I suppose.
No, I've decided Sniper Ghost Warrior 3 is going to have a pre-order bonus where if you pay a certain amount of money, they will actually kill someone for you with a sniper rifle.
On the subject of Sniper, maybe Rebellion will be able, if you're like for £1 million, you'll be able to go back in time and kill Hitler.
It'd cost more than that.
in their time machine, which they're obviously building right now.
Right.
Well, how else do they get these games so accurate, eh?
I'm putting down Sniper Ghost Warrior 3 Actual Murder.
At the end of the year, I'm not going to remember this.
Well, that's why I'm writing it down. I'm keeping a record. I might put.
Yeah, it's not like we've got a fucking audio record or anything like that, is it?
But then I'd have to listen to the whole thing, and that would take like an hour and a half. Paul, are you going with time travel to kill Hitler?
Yeah. You know what? Fuck it. I'm all in on that.
It's a bold prediction. Sniper Elite, kill Hitler. Okay, good. Good. moving
I'm,
on
I'm starting to...
to
think. I'm starting to think with the rest of these categories, we should have a bit of brief discussion before we move on to picking.
Sorry.
If only because to avoid situations like that last
Absolutely.
One.
Absolutely. Let's do that. Right. So, mind-blowing PC port reveal 2017. I think this can also be expanded to include things like surprise remasters or something like that. You know, like when Grim Fandango was remastered or what have you, that was already a PC game. It doesn't necessarily have to be obscure Japanese NES title makes it to PC. Surprise ports from another platform or very surprising HD remaster remake type of thing.
I am not sure there is much that would surprise me, like outright surprise me, except for some of the weirder stuff like Bloodborne or Demon's Souls, which is very, very exclusive and specific to systems. Although Demon's Souls feels slightly more likely, maybe, if only because with the success of Dark Souls and Bloodborne, there might be a cue to go back and remaster that.
I did have that floating around in my mind, but I couldn't see it happening. I'd like it to.
No, I kind of can't either. I mean, in the safer, more boring side of things, I wouldn't be entirely surprised to see a Final Fantasy 15 port announced. I don't know whether that'll be 2017 or 2018, but it wouldn't surprise me. I would much rather see Atlus do some ports of their fucking RPGs. Come off at Atlus. Come on. Any of your vast repertoire of games that span the PlayStation 2, DS, Game Boy, Xbox, all of them. Like Persona, Shin Megami Tensei, come on. It's not going to fucking happen.
I think I saw the other day the Atlus community guy saying Persona 5 is definitely not coming to the PC because people kept asking him so often.
That doesn't surprise me in the slightest.
He also said it wasn't coming to the Nintendo Switch. It's just like, yeah, no shit.
I might just play it safe and say Final Fantasy 15, totally safe.
I mean, to be fair, I went with Berserk for not running very well on PC, so I think we're due a conservative one each. All right.
I haven't announced it yet. I am certain it's going to happen. I just don't know whether it'll be this year or next year. And if it does happen, that might wind up being my other vote for most disastrous technical shit show.
Paul, do you have one yet? If not,
seeing as it's most surprising, I'm definitely going to go for Horus and the Spiders and Horus Goes Skiing, because that would be massively surprising and
in a double pack release.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's what I'd like to see. I think it should happen.
Can I pry out a little bit more detail about what this remaster will look like? Will it be full 3D VR experience for the Horus?
Yeah, no,
series. I'm just going to put Horus series.
Definitely. I don't see why you couldn't do a VR Horus Goes Skiing. Why not?
That would be better than all those shooting gallery games, wouldn't it? It would be nice to just have a bit of... Actually, that could be great in first person, like having to cross the road. How terrifying that would be.
And for anyone who's older than 10 listening to this, go and look up what Horus the Spiders and Horus Goes Skiing is.
Yeah, just a bit out of, possibly a bit out of the age range that we're in here, but maybe not, who knows. So I had a few things for this. I kind of toyed with the idea of Konami trying to redeem themselves by releasing like all of the Metal Gear Solids on PC.
that would be in an HD mega pack. On the one hand, that would be a surprise, but then we did have Metal Gear Solid 1 and 2 already had PC versions,
right? So they would just be filling in the
gaps.
Years
ago,
they'd just be filling in the gaps, repolishing those older ones. It probably wouldn't be much of an investment for them. It would earn back a little bit of goodwill. And it would probably piss off Kojima, which I'm sure they would like to be doing too. So I thought about that, and I, well, not sure. Then I started looking at some of the Sega stuff. Sega have quite a few things knocking around that they still haven't released on PC, but possibly could do. I mean, yeah, yesterday there was some stuff about them registering Shenmue domain names. I'm not going with that because that sort of looks like it's going that way already.
That does seem like it would be a not much of a surprise.
Right.
I'm fairly certain I predicted that last year, but
there you go.
There is probably no record of this.
I'm going to go with some Yakuza games, the Yakuza series. I think they're going to start bringing those.
Oh, no. Shit, I would love that.
That's going to be my mind-blowing PC port.
You know what? That's a really good choice. Like, I'm not sure I believe it'll happen, but I would love it if it did, because those are, like, in the West, they're niche enough that they tend to only get digital releases, in Europe at least, and I'm fairly certain they only get digital releases like on PSN in America as well, some of them at least. I think Yakuza 3, I can't remember which way around it was. There was at least one over here that was definitely digital only anyway.
But, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know which one they might like start with, or whether it would be all of them. But you know, a Yakuza game on PC is going to be my.
I would genuinely love the shit out of that. That is such a weird and brilliant series.
Because I don't think there's anything that would prevent that, license wise, right? Because it's all Sega, who like they publish and develop, sort of, right?
I believe so. I can't remember. They publish. I can't remember who does. Like, they only appear on PlayStation systems.
Right.
But
right.
I have a feeling that might just be down to the fact that that's kind of the popular console in Japan, and they have very niche sales outside of Japan. A very fervent but niche fan base. But then that's exactly the kind of thing that Steam works really well with, oddly enough.
Yeah.
Am I like the Dragon's Dogma. We love our quirky things that kind of did okay on console.
Right.
Dark Souls.
My other choice, I'm sticking with Yakuza, but my other one was Vanquish. They do kind of keep threatening to maybe bring Vanquish over. I think that'd be less surprising though. So
that would be less surprising.
It would be cool.
It would definitely be, again, a welcome port.
Yeah. Still feeling confident about Horus, Paul?
Absolutely. It's been far too long.
Who's going to develop for the Horus remaster? Because I can't remember who made it for the Spectrum.
Neither can I, actually. I can remember the box art particularly well, the cassette cases. But I can't remember who actually developed it.
Tim, check
that out.
I mean, we are on the internet, so we can find this out. Yeah. Is it some weird case where they actually still exist? They've just gone through about 20 different name changes.
Yeah.
The Horus series was created in the 1980s by William Tang for Beam Software.
Beam Software
wound up becoming Chrome Studios Melbourne.
Okay.
Who released Transformers on PS2 and did ports of Test Drive Unlimited.
Okay.
And then they wound up closing.
Oh.
Oh, damn. Oh, come on.
I was going along with this up until then.
Oh, no.
This was basically, you know, they had the misfortune of being part of Atari for a while.
Oh, right.
And then Chrome Studios bought them, and then they went defunct.
Maybe
Chrome Studios are still around though.
Maybe they've sold the IP to someone. Maybe THQ Nordic will pick it up.
THQ Nordic.
Maybe William Tang will come back to do this on Kickstarter. Apparently he made Horus Goes Skiing, Hungry Horus, Horus and the Spiders, Herg, Muggsy's Revenge, The Way of the Exploding Fist.
Yes,
which
holy shit! That
classic.
Fucking hell, that was a great game.
Asterix and the Magic Cauldron.
Can I change? Can I change my PC port answer to "Way of the Exploding Fist"?
Do you remember? Do you remember "Ye Are Kung Fu" as well? Do you remember that?
No, I don't think I played that one.
There was. I will note it did say in 1985 the fourth title in the Horus series, "Horus to the Rescue," was announced, though it never appeared, possibly because Tang suffered a collapsed lung during the game's development.
Oh shit! Is he still alive?
There is no more current evidence of his involvement in any titles after Asterix and the Magic Cauldron or any other information post-1985.
Oh no.
A fourth Horus game was released in 1995, titled Horus in the Mystic Woods. The game was credited to Michael Ware and was only available for the Scion Series 3.
the what? What?
It was one of those little, like, PDAs, the digital assistants that all the yuppies had in the early 90s. Like the horrible monochrome things with the LED screens that had a battery life of approximately 16 seconds.
Well, look, there's hope that someone may have picked this up. So if anyone's
maybe William Tang
this,
is, maybe he's still alive. Maybe he's got better from his.
But the reason, reason he failed with games subsequent to Horus is because he moved away from the Horus series. If he'd stuck with Horus. Horus could have been the Sonic. I mean, he could have been the first Sonic.
Horus and the Exploding Fist.
Yeah. I mean, because Way of the Exploding Fist was shit. In fairness, though, that was someone else. I think he just worked on that rather than outright creating that.
Greg Barnett. Quick straw poll. Was Way of the Exploding Fist better or was IK Plus better, Tim?
IK Plus was better.
Paul?
Way of the Exploding Fist was just the best.
Come on, IK Plus had a button that you could press to make all the trousers of the fighters fall down.
That's right, it did. It's IK Plus.
It also looked fucking gorgeous. IK Plus is such a good game.
Yeah.
I would love a proper remake of that, but I have a nasty feeling they tried doing a proper remake of that and it was terrible.
Oh no. That's disappointing.
I'm sure I remember it winding up on like Xbox Live or something like that, Xbox Live Arcade.
Speaking of,
you know what? I'm gonna go and look this up while we go through the next.
Speaking of terrible games, we're moving on to the PC flop of 2017. Now, a bit again pre-discussion. It doesn't have to be a PC exclusive or anything. Just a game that is a flop on PC.
Do you mean a game that sells badly or is bad?
A game that gets a poor public and critical reception relative to its stature.
Public and critical, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So nothing sales wise then. Okay.
No, I mean that's also really difficult to judge because we rarely get that kind of detail and data. So it's all, you know, they're all happy to announce that, we sold through 4 million copies. That doesn't mean anything, really. So,
apparently, IK Plus did get re-released on the PlayStation and the Game Boy Advance. So there you go.
Shall I kick this one off? I don't know if it's my turn, but
We can certainly discuss your choices, your thoughts.
Right. I also briefly considered Mass Effect for this category. I'm dubious about this next Mass Effect, basically, just all around. I hope I'm wrong about that. That's not my pick, though. My pick is Agents of Mayhem by Volition.
Volition.
The sort of Saints Row-ish spin-off.
Why? What's your thinking?
Because... It got announced. It didn't get much public interest, from what I recall. People were a bit like,
I'm going to be honest, I totally forgot this game existed.
I mean, that kind of helped my point, I think.
I totally forgot this game existed, and when I rediscovered it existed, I was like, shit, this sounds quite good. So,
it could be. Me predicting this as not being a good game does not mean, I really hope it fails or anything like that.
I'm well aware of this.
I'm just iffy about it. The stuff they showed, they showed some stuff several months ago that didn't look too thrilling to me. I think it's going to get backlash from the Saints Row fan base, who are like, you should have just made another Saints Row. We don't like this new direction very much. It looks a lot like a co-op game, but it doesn't have co-op. And that, I think, is going to annoy and confuse people. Because the way they announced it, with all like the three heroes kind of thing, fighting together to battle Legion or whatever the bad guys are called, it looked very co-op-y, and then, but it's not. There's no co-op at all.
I don't like co-op.
Well, that's fine, but you know. and so yeah, and I'm getting development trouble vibes from it whenever I've seen it. And also it's published by Deep Silver, and they have a record of publishing some right old shite sometimes.
In fairness, who doesn't?
Well, yeah, that's true. Is there anyone really with a spotless publishing record? Paradox are pretty good, but then they fuck up sometimes as well, so
yeah. I mean, there's
no, there's no one. Everyone's fucked up at some point.
Mode 7, they do good games. Like, yes. Frozen Synapse and Frozen End Zone.
I mean, they
renamed that too.
Do they self-publish? Or?
Probably.
Is that some screaming children I can hear, Tim?
Yes.
Special guest stars on this podcast, some screaming children.
My nieces shouting loudly as they play.
I think they're supporting my choice for Agents of Mayhem as a PC flop. That's my thinking.
Quite possibly. All right, that you've made compelling arguments.
It's not my strongest choice, I don't think, but it's difficult to choose one that you think will do poorly.
Speaking of poorly, why are you typing?
Who? You talk to me.
It's good that he's paying attention, isn't it?
Oh, no. I am paying attention, but I just had to deal with something very quickly that was urgent.
Okay. Do you know what category we're doing, Paul? Were you paying sufficient attention?
I actually just thought, what category are we doing?
We're doing the PC flop of 2017, as defined by critical and public reception relative to its stature. So therefore, you know, if Call of Duty gets like 6 out of 10 and people don't like it that much, then that's considered a flop, even though it'll sell 20 billion copies anyway.
Yeah, well, that actually, Call of Duty is my pick.
Okay.
For the simple reason that the last one, whatever that was, can't remember, Advanced Warfare, Infinite Warfare, yeah.
Jon Snow's Infinite Warfare.
Didn't do... as well as I think they predicted. And I think Stardew Valley even outsold it on Steam.
Stardew Valley outsold fucking everything.
Yeah, I know, yeah, I know. But we are talking a company that puts a shitload of marketing behind this franchise every year.
We're also talking about one of the best-selling games of the year, though.
Yeah, okay. Bad. What I'm trying to say is they put a shitload of marketing behind it, Tim, mm-hmm. and effectively it hasn't done as well as they hope. And I also think it's getting a little bit stale. I know it seems odd to say that after so many Call of Duties, but I think there's so many different other games out right now that shooters that are good.
I'm kind of with you, but I think there's one simple thing that they could do to reinvigorate that, which is to be, hey, we're doing World War II again. And I think people would be all over that fucking card if the next one is World War II again. I don't know why, but I think they would be.
I would rather a return to World War II than another modern day or sci-fi.
However,
game.
If they do another future one, I think you might be onto something.
Yeah, definitely a future one is out, but I don't know. I just don't think it's going to do as well as.
I'm not going to knock that choice. I think that could be a series that is on. It's kind of teetering after the last one, and maybe it'll continue to.
I mean, I think EA kind of get it in the fact that they realize it's not a good idea to release a new Battlefield every single year. And the Star Wars kind of thing is it's kind of a different take on the Battlefield experience, but it's not the same thing.
Yeah,
so,
sure.
I think they've kind of get that, and I don't think Activision have got that with this, because it's all about the dollars.
And then, but then sometimes they do release Battlefield Hardline, so...
Yeah, okay, well, yeah.
Although that was an effort to do something slightly different in their defense.
True. But, so I'm gonna stick with COD.
All right, I'll put you down for COD subtitle.
COD Infinite Advanced 1942 World War II version 8. Sure. I don't know.
I'm sorry. I'm just looking through Steam's list of the top sellers of 2016. The top 100 games.
Oh yeah.
Because they released that. I'm surprised a little bit by some of the ones in there. I'm not surprised by the fact that Dota 2 is up there with their highest gross revenue on Steam.
Yeah. No shocks there. No, some of those games were a bit surprising, actually. In positive ways, I was kind of pretty pleased to see some of the stuff as high as it was.
I mean, I'm a little bit surprised that Call of Duty Black Ops 3... is higher up in there than any of the other Call of Duty games, I think.
It's a bit of an oddity.
Rainbow Six Siege as well, I'm a little surprised by. Although that is actually probably a bit deserving of that, because that is a good game. I just didn't think it was necessarily one of sort of the top 20 best sellers of the year.
That's a game I haven't really played or engaged with at all, but I have heard that they've supported that really well and kind of not turned it around, because it started off pretty strongly as well, but have improved it each time they release a patch or release an update for it. So
it's not up there as high as Tom Clancy's The Division.
I mean, again, that one, I've heard pretty good things about their survival DLC. People seem to quite like what they've done with that, so maybe that one's been turned around as well. I don't know.
To be perfectly honest, if I'm going to pick something from this, I admit there is a part of me that's thinking Dawn of War 3. I can kind of see that one going kind of either way.
They've gone. Like, a bit,
I can see Relic really pissing off a lot of people with that game.
Yes,
but I don't know whether that counts. The alternative, on the other hand, is to kind of flip it around and go for one of the other Windows 10 only games on the basis that nobody will remember it happened, which would be something like Crackdown 3 again.
What if the 12 people who buy it on PC really love it, though?
Well, that's the thing, right? I mean, I'm thinking offhand of Crackdown 3, but I'm also thinking, like, Crackdown isn't the huge major thing it was when Crackdown 1 and 2 came out.
Yeah, I mean, I think it'll be a big deal for the Xbox, but it'll be a bit of an afterthought on PC, probably.
it's a bit of a tricky one, that one.
I actually quite like your Dawn of War pick, to be quite honest.
That's kind of what I'm leaning towards. A part of me also kind of wants to go for one of the inevitable multiplayer survival games, but that... Yeah.
That's a good reaction to those in general.
Tumbleweed.
Is that?
Ooh, can I use the tumbleweed to craft a slightly larger tumbleweed to craft a bit of twine to craft a noose to fucking hang myself so I don't have to play another shit survival game? Please.
See, there's things like Escape from Tarkov, which I just cannot get interested in at all. I just don't know. Like, I can see people are probably going to buy and play, and there'll be Twitch streams, and some people will love it.
Yeah, you shouldn't go for a survival game, because there's always going to be a section of the public who absolutely adore it, whatever it is, so...
Yeah, like, how many times have they re-released the War Z at this point?
I don't know if people can be said to love that, but yeah.
I think it's on its third re-release now, isn't it?
Now it's
Infestation Survivor Stories or something.
And almost every time I get a PR person going like, oh, would you not want to take another look at this? It's been totally redone and it's great now. No. Not really.
Well, they do have a great accolade on our site as being what is described as a 1 out of 10. It's just basically called the right. War Z. So yeah.
Did we not change that to Kick-Ass 2? I can't remember.
It's a shame.
It certainly was the War Z for a long time.
Yes, let's also not forget Shannon Tweed's Attack of the Groupies. I would prefer to forget that, but on the basis that I can't, I'm not letting anyone else do it either.
It's burned in your memory. So, are you going for the slightly controversially MOBA-leaning Dawn of War 3?
Yeah, I think I'll go with that. I could see that being very, very good, but I can also see it getting absolutely panned, because Relic tend to be a bit mixed on these things. So.
Well, it won't get panned by PC Gamer, because they have a like super special exclusive advertising and coverage deal with them, so you can be sure that they'll love it.
They might not.
No, they will. Guaranteed. Moving on to best PC game 2017. Tim?
You know, I had a... Oh, you know what?
And feel free to invent something that hasn't been announced yet that you think is, you know... If you think Dark Souls 4 is... mysteriously going to appear, you can vote for something.
What about the Dark Souls 3 DLC that ties together the whole story and concludes the saga very satisfyingly?
I'll allow it if you want to go with it.
Yeah, I'm not going anywhere near that one. That's not happening.
For fuck's sake, we can't have another Dark Souls 3 winner this year in the best of awards. That'd be 6 years in a row. I mean, come on, guys.
It's going to be the Demon's Souls HD remaster released on Steam that we didn't predict. But
people are
hello cat.
Kitty. People are trying these things. Like, you know, the best Dark Souls game of the year this year. It could have been Salt and Sanctuary or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, people are trying to do Dark Souls-y games. So
absolutely.
It won't necessarily be Dark Souls. You know what? I'm sorely tempted to say Gwent for this.
Ooh. Oh, okay. I can see it.
Like in terms of public acclaim and people getting horribly obsessed with it. You know, I mean, best game is obviously hugely subjective.
Well, yeah.
I'm not saying it's going to be my favourite game, but in terms of being incredibly popular, doing tremendously well for itself,
I think that's the standards.
I think there should be two here. I think you should have your best favourite game and also what you think the general consensus will be for best game, if you see what I mean.
Okay.
The thing is,
with best game, you're always going to be right, aren't you? Unless it's something that... I don't know. Maybe not.
I mean, I feel like Gwent is going to be a massive success. I feel like I'm not saying that I don't think there is any way to objectively measure the best game, which is why we never do that. But I think that I would be very surprised if Gwent does not wind up being in a lot of these big lists. I don't know whether it'll be one of my favorites, but. We'll find out.
I mean, I'm happy for us to interpret this as, you know, as we feel, whether it's going to be your personal best game, whether it's
going
to...
You're going for Barkley 2 then, aren't you?
Hang on a minute, I've got a bone to pick.
Tim gets a point early for predicting my prediction.
Yeah, I know. Look, I've got a bone to pick with you, because if you watch the Barkley 2 trailer, which I did when I was doing the thing, it does say release date 2032. So there is no way you can put that on your list for this year.
No, I'm...
He might just be wrong.
I'm prepared to be wrong with Barkley. I'm kind of bouncing between two, but Barkley 2 was one of them. All right, well let's go into it. My other one was going to be Torment. Tides of Numenera.
Tides of Menomina.
Tides of Menomina.
Menomina.
Menomina. Torment.
What have I begun? Sorry, I, That is, whenever I see that game name, that's all I think is Torment Tides of Menomina.
Yeah, same. I wasn't sure. I mean, it's a bit of a cheat because I've played like an alpha version of it, which was already very good. But I think that could be the one for the PC RPG crowd this year. And from possibly for myself as well. I like how batshit weird it's being. It's wholeheartedly throwing itself into batshit weirdness, which is what a Torment game absolutely needs to do.
I will be very uncomfortable if there isn't an evil path that actually makes me feel incredibly uncomfortable and mildly sick to proceed with.
And while I didn't think Wasteland 2's writing was particularly amazing, they had some different people for Torment, and the stuff that was in the alpha was pretty good. So I feel like they've sorted that out and nailed that. Having said all that, though, I'm going for Barkley 2.
Yeah. I've got to say, right, speaking of Torment and evil paths and so on, this is a digression, but one of the things that always surprises and mildly annoys me is people playing Mass Effect and going, oh, I just can't bring myself to do the evil choices. It's, like, it's not the evil choices. It's, you know, they're still the good choices, just the slightly more direct arsehole choices. Like, instead of talking to someone and saying, oh, will you please let me through? I'll be nice. You pull a gun on them and say, just fucking move it.
I mean, you can commit genocide on the Krogan race. That's quite bad. I can see bad about that one.
Even that kind of has its own reasons as to why it could technically be acceptable. It's not just an evil thing for the hell of it.
Tim McDonald justifying genocide 2017, war crimes mantle from
BioWare justifying genocide.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's like whenever I hear people say that about Mass Effect, I just think, go and play fucking Planescape Torment. And then see how bad you feel about things.
It can always be worse.
it can always be worse. But that's the thing. It's like Mass Effect doesn't really have... Like, everyone... It's always Mass Effect that people say, oh, I can't do the evil path. And it doesn't really have an evil path, exactly. It's just got a slightly darker, less bullshit, more angry path. It's not child-eating, murder... baby slaughter.
No.
Which Torment comes worryingly close to it.
I strongly suspect there will be no baby slaughter in Mass Effect Andromeda.
Nah.
In fact, I can almost guarantee it. Oh, wow, we've got cats visiting from all angles in the podcast right now. If you heard any purring.
I don't think there was any baby slaughter in Planescape Torment either, but quite frankly, considering some of the awful, awful shit in Planescape Torment's darker paths, that might actually have been a bit of light comic relief compared to some of it.
One of your previous lives definitely did some baby slaughter in Planescape Torment.
He did quite a lot of awful things.
Yeah. So, Paul, what is going to be your prediction for best game, best PC game, best game on PC?
I think across the board, and this could go either way, it's going to be...
You can't pick Paragon.
Why?
That could be coming out, and I think that's
legit. Listen, look,
he claimed that was his best game of last year because they're accepting money for it.
But to be fair, we do this with...
If the marker is the point where they accept money for it, then that's done. Oh. This is why I'm not allowed to pick Dota 2 anymore.
We're going to have to send the fact this that it keeps the judges passed. Panel.
well, that's me fucked then, isn't it? I think it could go either way, but I think the general consensus across the board will be Mass Effect if they don't screw it up. I think that it's not my choice, mainly because
I think that's going to be one of the ones where I'm probably... I expect to either be disappointed by it or firmly in the, it's all right camp, while everyone else is going batshit crazy over it.
If this prediction show has told us anything, it's that we have no fucking idea how Mass Effect Andromeda is going to turn
We have no idea how any of this stuff is going to turn out. That's why we're doing this.
Yeah.
But, you know,
we can look at ourselves in 12 months and go, holy shit, were we wrong?
Tim is right, and it's definitely Paragon. Because it will be released this year, and I've had so much fun with that.
What if it's not, though? What if it's not?
Well, I think it will be.
The thing... I'm sorry, I've got to go back to Mass Effect again for a moment.
Okay.
The thing is, that is one of the rare occasions where, if it did a Dragon Age Inquisition, where I really dislike it and have numerous very good reasons for disliking it, and people still end up giving it Best Game of the Year awards, that is one occasion where I would essentially veto the public or veto every other publication and critical thing on the basis that they're clearly idiots.
It's fair.
The Dragon Age Inquisition wasn't terrible, it just was not by any shot the best game of the year, anyway.
No. Even though the Game Awards said it was, Tim.
Even though lots of people said it was.
Are we going to the judges panel to say whether Paul can have Paragon, or is he forced to stick with Mass Effect? I don't mind him having Paragon, honestly. I mean, I chose Barclay too, yeah, for Christ's sake. That's not coming out this year.
Well, that's not coming out this year, whereas Paragon has already hit our criteria for being out, so that came out last year. Or can I choose Dota 2 as the best game of the year then?
No, because you've already chosen Gwent.
Eliminated.
I mean, remember though, for him to be right, Paragon has to be a critical and public success. So
this is true, which to an extent means it's probably going to have to carve out more of a niche from Dota and League of Legends than even Heroes of the Storm did. So that seems unlikely. I'm okay with this.
There we go.
Brilliant.
Paragon it is.
I would request that you stick in brackets Mass Effect as the second choice, though. Just because that's the more interesting of the two.
We're going to look back on this and be like, why did Paul get two? Okay, so quickly recap, in the technical PC shit show category, we have Berserk and the Band of the Hawk, Dishonored 2 to still be the worst one, and Prey. For the technical masterpiece, we have Resident Evil 7, Ghost Recon Wildlands, Ghost Recon Wildcard, that's what I'm saying about that one, and yeah. Quake Champions, innovative pre-order scheme, Outlast 2 to give exclusive Twitch emotes, Sniper Ghost Warrior 3 to give actual murder, and Sniper Elite 4 to allow you to go back in time and kill Hitler.
I've just thought, actually, that would be a really bad idea because that would invalidate the entire Sniper Elite series. It would never happen.
If they do a DLC where the thing is you go back in time and kill Hitler, I think we have to give that on to Paul, to be honest.
Yes.
Haven't they already announced? Well, there's always DLC where you kill Hitler.
Yeah, there's the submarine. There's a submarine pen.
But not going back in time.
Right, specifically you would have to go back in time in a time machine to like World War One or something.
See, this worries me. You see, I think that Paul's going to get in touch with Rebellion.
Guy, can you...
let's face it, we've been trying to get Right Said Fred in Hitman for at least a week now.
And we will keep trying to do that. the mind-blowing PC port, something from the Yakuza series, Final Fantasy 15, the Horus series, PC flop of 2017, we have got Agents of Mayhem, Dawn of War 3, COD subtitle, whatever it turns out to be this year, best PC game 2017, Barclay 2, Gwent, Paragon / Mass Effect if Paragon is disqualified on a technicality later.
Just quickly, actually, I thought there was a category for PR disasters.
No, but I mean, if you want to, we can have a wild card category where we just predict something that might happen.
The one category Paul prepared for is the one category that doesn't exist.
No, I'm not prepared for anything, Tim. You know me.
I'm going to call it the wild card category. If you have something, Paul, you think is going to occur,
Yeah, I think
the runes and the tea leaves told you.
I think Peter Molyneux is going to announce an amazing game, game. And he's not going to overstretch it with his ambitions.
Is Peter Molyneux actually Donald Trump?
Oh God, what a thought? Well, if we see Donald turn up at the inauguration in a turtleneck sweater, then we know.
It's the point where Peter Molyneux makes his next public appearance, and he's wearing what appears to be a sort of orange squirrel tail painted over his head.
We thought Sean Murray might be Peter Molyneux, of course, and the period where Sean Murray sort of disappeared. And then Donald Trump rose more to prominence. They overlap a little bit, so maybe.
So what we're saying is that Peter Molyneux can morph into any shape of human being.
So he's like, he doesn't.
So he's Odo or whatever his name was from Star Trek, right?
Yes,
and he can just change into whatever he wants to be.
I'm gonna have to press you for more specifics on this one, Paul, to the parameters of this. So what, not only does it turn out to be an amazing game, he doesn't oversell it, is that?
Yeah, that's it, yeah. Because I don't think that's actually possible. But, you know,
you got to think big for these.
I'm hoping that, you know, he's had time to sit back and think about all the broken dreams that he's shattered over the years. And will, you know, has changed his ways.
Tim, do you have anything? I mean, we didn't prepare for this one at all, but
not really. I mean, most of the ludicrous PR stuff or ridiculous events that are going to happen are sufficiently ridiculous. I can't think of them. Not on a whim, anyway. Have you got anything? He says scrambling for time.
So I mean, this has some basis to it, but you know how Paradox now own the White Wolf stuff. I'm gonna go for surprise Vampire Masquerade Bloodlines 2 announcement with many of the original team involved. There you go.
Shit, I forgot. Oh, I've just thought of another thing for that category. The one where it was ridiculous DLC or whatever it was, or pre-order stuff.
Okay.
And it's got to be. It has to be Star Citizen. Chris Roberts will come around your house and build a spaceship on your lawn.
A functioning spaceship?
A functioning spaceship.
Okay.
But you won't, in conjunction with
SpaceX.
But he's not actually going to. He's not actually going to build it. He's going to draw it and then put it as a JPEG and sell the JPEG.
Yes.
There you go. That could happen. Well, they're doing it now.
Yeah, that's why it can't be a prediction, because it's already happened.
But Chris Roberts isn't coming around to your house and drawing it. This is him coming around to your house
That's special.
Special.
I'm going to put myself
down. Tim's holding his head in his hands.
I'm putting myself down for Bloodlines 2 announcement. I was considering an Alpha Protocol 2 announcement, but that was too...
No, Peter, you'd say that every year.
It's too unlikely.
That's not happening. I've just thought of something, but that might be too close to something that's actually happening.
God, that sounds horrific.
Don't predict anything that's already happening.
Nah.
Some celebrity PC deaths that will occur in 2017.
Hopefully not Horace, because I'm not going to win that category.
Well, I'm worried about William Tang now that I know that he was last seen with a collapsed lung giving up on Horace 4. This doesn't bode well, does it, really?
I'm having a really hard time thinking of anything.
That's okay. We don't have to. You could submit this after the podcast if you like, and I'll just put it in.
Okay. I'll have a think. And
it did get kind of sprung on us. Yeah.
Yeah. This is not the sort of category where I can just pick a game off a list, unfortunately.
Right. Right. Exactly. But in that case, those are our predictions. Those are the things that are definitely going to happen. All of those things. Well, not all of them, because they would be in conflict with one another. But at least some of those things are going to occur.
Some of these things will definitely happen, maybe.
Will definitely maybe happen in your future. What's coming up on the site? I don't actually know. It's a quiet period for the world of PC games.
But what have we got coming out in the next few weeks? We do have
not a lot.
There's Resident Evil 7 is popping up at some point.
I have review code for a point and click adventure game called Memoranda, a magical realism point and click adventure game. So I'll look at that. I also started recording myself playing Omicron the Nomad Soul as a David Bowie remembrance.
Yes!
So I like that.
I have a couple of parts of that already, so I'll carry on and see how far I get.
I'm looking forward to this.
So we'll have at least a couple of parts. I will try and finish it. I reckon it's from looking around, it takes about 10 hours to do the whole thing, so it's not terrible.
Quickly as well, I want to say obviously the site layout has changed slightly, and there's a reason for that, is to try and sort of mix everything in together a little bit more, because I think a lot of the news and stuff was people just weren't seeing it. So this way, hopefully, it will be a bit more obvious what's gone up when and where and in what order.
Now people will see the news, but not the articles.
No, they'll see the articles, Tim, because they are highlighted in massive red in the listing, so you can't miss those. And they are labelled article as well in red, so you can't miss those.
Okay.
And also at the end of the last year, we started our Discord channel. So we've been using that to talk bollocks, basically. And you can come in and say hello. And actually, somebody came in at Christmas and wished us all a Merry Christmas in the chat. Which was really nice. We were in the middle of a game.
This was before I set the voice channel to only let certain people in.
Yeah, we were in the middle of a game of Paragon. This guy just comes in and goes, "Oh, hi, Merry Christmas!" And we're all going, "Tim, go to the middle tower!" And he's like,
"Yeah, this channel is mostly Paragon chat, but it doesn't have to be. With your help, it could be other chat too."
Yeah, I mean,
I'd like to use this to arrange some sort of multiplayer game eveningy things. Maybe get some other than Paragon. Maybe get some Rainbow Six Siege or I don't know, Football Manager.
You can't play Football Manager in multiplayer. I've never really done it. It's probably quite slow. But
play by email. There you go. I'll play.
Yeah. Well, if you hit the front of the site, there's a thing on the right hand side that says the Discord channel. You'll see it there. If you just click the button, it will take you to a page that will launch you straight into the channel. So it's pretty simple. You can't really screw it up. But do come in and say hello. We do like to hear from you and listen to what you have to say.
And
preferably say more than just hello and then go silent for the next 3 weeks.
Have
a conversation.
Yeah. Because it got really busy and then people were like, hello. And then someone was going, hello. And then they were like, hello. And they kind of didn't have anything to say to each other. No, but just talk.
Cracking small talk.
I know, cracking small talk. You know,
I banned three people.
Oh yeah, there was three dicks that turned up, wasn't there? Yeah, I remember them.
Yeah.
Anyway,
well, you know, when you have a channel, that's probably going to happen. And also, congratulations to anyone who won a game off Tim.
Yeah, his bulging sack. Tim's bulging sack. Spewed forth its gifts.
Did you give away all of those, Tim? They all went, right?
I believe so. I've got a couple of keys left over, but those were never in the giveaway. Those are for various reasons.
Okay. Well, I just want to start
building it up again for this year's giveaway. Start collecting.
I am building it up. There was a Humble Monthly Bundle release today, which mostly contains things I have. So there's another few things in there.
There was I just wanted you to put Kick-Ass 2 in because I wanted to see the comment from the poor guy who got that randomly in the draw.
I'm sure they'll be delighted.
Someone nearly wound up. One of the things I removed was a piece of Company of Heroes 2 DLC or something like that, which I figured was probably a bit pointless because that would rely on the person already having Company of Heroes 2.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, if it's, well, some of the multiplayer ones are standalone, I think, but.
This depends. Wasn't.
Oh, is it the Ardennes thing?
Yeah, it was something like that. I mean, I think Company of Heroes 2 was also one of the games that was given away, but. Trying to sort it out so that someone gets the same whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway.
If you're listening and you won Company of Heroes 2 and you'd like the DLC, get in touch. We might be able to sort you out. Right. Let's call this one a night, an afternoon, whatever. Thank you very much for listening to our first podcast of the year. We'll see you in 12 months for the predictions. But in between that, we'll be doing a regular podcast as well, of course.
Yeah.
Thanks very much. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye for now.
And silent under the dawn of that last great day.